The city of Valdez is holding off on declaring a state of emergency. The city council determined that it will instead look at other resources to address its snow removal needs. KCHU's Tony Gorman has more on how Valdez is coping with this year's record-setting snow season.
During his report to the Valdez City Council Wednesday, City Manager John Hosey said the reasons why the city has struggled with snow removal this season is because of the lack of manpower.
The issues that we're running into is the availability of people to work and the rates at which you pay them. We had to raise our rates twice to try and stay competitive, but even still, we're not close to what some people can get by just going out and doing things themselves.
And quality equipment.
So our limiting factor was really, equipment to put in people's hands.
Those factors are why some city buildings were left with huge snow loads on their roofs, most notably schools in the Valdez City School District. After an assessment of the situation, Hosey said he considered declaring an emergency and made preliminary calls to the State Emergency Coordination Center. The idea of considering such a decision irked some city council members like Joe Prax, who felt the city should have been on top of the situation.
If I couldn't open a store because of this, I'd be on the roof. I'd be shoveling that.
Mayor Dave Cobb agreed with the rest of the city council that he wasn't ready or willing to declare an emergency. The city hopes to attract more temporary shovelers by increasing the rate for a third time. The council will revisit the option of declaring an emergency if it can't find enough workers. Reporting from Valdez, I'm Tony Gorman.